The Israel Report with Rolene Marks for the latest information and the stories behind the news.
Rolene Marks, how are you?
I'm good, thanks to you, Howard. We are surviving the rain here in Israel, but grateful for it because we really need it.
Okay, that is fantastic news, and obviously rain being such a precious resource anywhere in the world, in particular in Israel. Abbas has cancelled peace talks because the Saudis leaked the plan. It looks like Abbas is trying to find any excuse not to sit around a table.
Well, he has really, really now lost and is steadily losing favor in the eyes of the rest of the world, because he is starting to really look like a petulant child. In his speech on Sunday, his now infamous speech, he described the proposed Trump peace plan as a slap in the face, and under no circumstances would the Trump be capitulating to any of America's terms. He says, we reserve the right to say no, and I can say no at any time. But he really is not helping the cause of saying that he is pro-peace and that he's willing to meet Prime Minister Netanyahu. And this comes amid rumors that Trump's peace plan, which has apparently been drafted by Special Advisor Jared Kushner, has been leaked by the Saudis. So it really is a case of Abbas, the petulant child, and Abbas, the extremely reluctant, if stubbornly refusing to make peace. So I think, from our perspective, this just exposes to the rest of the world what Israel has been saying for years, in that we don't have a willing peace partner.
What's interesting to me, or what I'm wondering, is I just wonder if he's going to keep thrashing around, maybe do something a little bit more appalling than that which he already has done, considering the way he spoke on Sunday night, considering that he doesn't want to sit around a table to negotiate peace. But I wonder if ultimately, when he realizes that he has very little maneuverability, and that there is an expectation on him, and that there are strings attached to the incredible amount of money that the Palestinian Authority is receiving, Maybe he will understand that he actually has to make peace.
Well, I think this is why we see President Trump threatening him financially, because ultimately this affects the hundreds of thousands of Palestinians who are reliant on aid. Now we're assuming, should that aid actually get to the people and not be kept within the Palestinian Authority or Hamas, which is what happened with the Arafat administration. So I think what it will do, is the U.S. eventually does pull its aid, and they are going to pull its aid, this will affect the people, and that will take, I think, have a remarkable effect on the street and how influential they are on Abbas. Right now, he is kind of either pandering to his extreme stubbornness and also to more extreme element within the Palestinian street to not negotiate with Israel. We've heard yesterday that there were votes, the majority of the Palestinian Authority voting against the recognition of Israel and against security cooperation with Israel. So his stubbornness, his petulance has really, really set back the peace process. I mean, we don't even talk about the peace process anymore in Israel, and will have a marked effect on the Palestinian people to whom he is accountable.
Absolutely. What a crazy, crazy situation. Let's talk a little bit about BDS South Africa. They're weighing in on the fact that Israel has banned BDS and supporters of a BDS from visiting Israel. You and I have spoken about this. It isn't something that I like. It isn't something that I'm comfortable with. But on the other hand, I hear it, because why allow somebody into your country who wants to do you harm? Every country in the world limits people who want to damage the country that they're visiting. You don't have to give them the right of entry. You don't need to give them a visa. So I get that side of it. On the other hand, it just doesn't sit well with me. Tell us about BDS South Africa.
Well, BDS South Africa, in a statement that was actually published on Politics Web, towards the beginning of this week, stated is the statements, just to take a step back, actually supported Ramaphosa's statement from the ANC conference, where the ANC will support moves towards a downgrading of the embassy, and they are firmly aligning themselves with the Palestinian people. I mean, we've discussed at length how this effectively can remove South Africa as a possible mediator in any kind of peace. But BDS has also said, and I'm very surprised that nobody has really picked up on this, and I'm concerned that nobody has picked up on this. BDS has said that because they are banned now by Israel as well as other BDS-related bodies around the world, they are going to lobby hard for more stringent visa regulations against visiting Israelis, perhaps even pushing so far as to have visiting Israelis banned from visiting South Africa.
Right, but I mean, BDS needs very little encouragement for that. I mean, they're pushing to do damage between. I mean, their whole focus and their whole purpose is not the Palestinian human rights or humanitarian rights at all. Their sole focus is to do damage to Israel, because they are an inherently anti-Semitic organization that doesn't believe that Israel has the right to exist. That's what BDS is.
Well, that's what I was going to say. I was going to say that they don't just want to cause damage to the state of Israel. They want to see the total eradication of the state of Israel as it currently stands. And they're very, very clever in using the language of human rights, because that is what appeals especially to the younger generation. And then if you couch your hatred very cleverly in the language of human rights, you have a very, very solid argument. But sorry for them. Not only are we, but governments around the world, not just in the US, but in Europe as well, are seeing through this blatant anti-Semitism. And to stop Israelis coming to visit South Africa, bearing in mind that probably the majority, if not all of us, are Jewish, that is also anti-Semitism at its worst. But the reason that I wanted to chat about it today is that in today's Jerusalem Post, in fact, it's an op-ed written by Ilana Chernik, who's a South African reporter working in Israel. There's an interview with Klaas Makholamele. Now, Klaas was a BDS activist who came to Israel, and his opinion on Israel was completely turned, 180 degree turn on what his thoughts about the state of Israel are. And he's actually against this move of banning BDS and their related organizations, because you see, it changed his mind. So I think, you know, this is the argument that you and I have been speaking about for quite some time now, is, you know, how far does the ban go? However, we must reiterate that it's not just everybody who might take an anti-Israel stance. It's organizations that pose a legitimate threat to the national security of the state of Israel.
Absolutely, and it is a very, very difficult situation, because I do hear both sides of it. It's certainly one that that we will keep talking about and try and explore on an ongoing basis. 34519, that's the SMS line, or 061-895-1019 if you want to give us your thoughts on this difficult issue. Austrian Jews will boycott the Holocaust Memorial if the far right is to attend. Now, there's been a lot of conflict with regard to Austria and its relationship with the Jewish community. Give us an overview as to what's going on there.
Well, not only that, but the government of the State of Israel has said that they are not going to work with right-wing elements from within the new Austrian coalition. It's now up to the new Austrian leader to try and find a way to work with different countries, especially the State of Israel, while still being able to form their coalition. But Austrian Jews, and I have to just say, and this because I'm on the back of the annual WISA conference, where we have representatives from around the world meeting, and we do have quite a sizable delegation from Austria. There are the Jewish community in Austria are a very, very active community. In fact, I would say they're almost like the South African community, insofar as they make their voices heard and they they lobby quite vociferously, especially against BDS elements within their country. But they have said that come the annual International Holocaust Day, which we will commemorate on the 27th of January, they will not come to any memorial where the far-right coalition or where the far-right party who has its roots in Nazi support and Nazi membership. They will not come there while they are sitting present at a Holocaust memorial, because that is just almost a slap in the face, adding insult to injury and really spitting on the memory of those who perished in the Holocaust.
Absolutely right. Time is 5:49. That's Rolene Marks with the Israel Report. She speaks to us every day, Monday through Thursday, around about 5:30. Thanks, Rolene. That's brought to you by the Blue Age.